You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul at Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today is my co-host, Jennifer, and a special guest. Can I use your first name?
Yeah, that's fine. Special guest.
Joe of Zen Kimchi.
Zen Kimchi.
And it's pronounced Joe. The blog.
Yes.
Right, okay. All right. Maybe you're known as Zen Kimchi and
Zen Kimchi.
Message boards and other...
A web celebrity. Is that what it's called?
That's a new word. I like that.
So you're actually going to be our main topic, Joe.
That scares me.
Why your main topic? I don't know. Well, we'll just get into you. But I did, last week I did call your blog like the Drudge Report of...
Yeah, I heard that.
but I didn't mean... No, I wasn't making any political overtones or anything. Just the format kind of is...
Okay.
Yeah. But then I asked you, did you get it, did you listen to the podcast? And you were like, yeah, I just listened to it coming here. And you got it up late. And I'm like, yes, I know. I had so many things to do.
We're gonna have to fire Carl.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, I've been kind of spotty sometimes in my... I'm actually doing another podcast.
Oh, are you?
Well, one which I won't reveal until I think that the end of this podcast. So, because I use my real name, you know. So,
is Carl not your real name?
No. Well, you know, my full real name in this podcast.
Okay. Wow, I don't think I even know your full real name.
Maybe you don't. Yeah, but yeah,
Carl,
it's just one of those things because it's like, you know, it's like, well, like I say, it's almost like less to worry about from, you know, say Koreans who listen and maybe don't find the humor, but more like, you know, other foreigners who don't find the humor.
You're working outside of your visa.
Exactly. And decide, you know, because there's that police snitch line and that police snitch board. And I've heard so many horror stories about, you know, I don't like this guy. I'm just going to, he's selling drugs. And, you know, cops show up at your school, haul you out of school, give you a pee in this cup. And, well, you're free to go. Due process is not necessarily. On your blog, Joe, I want to keep calling you Zen Kimchi.
That's okay.
Joe.
Zen. Call me Zen sometimes.
Did you cover the Metropolitan guy?
Well, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah.
He's the guy who turned me onto this podcast.
Ah, really? Okay. All right. I thought we were mortal enemies. My podcast and his podcast.
Yeah, I know. It kind of sounds like that, doesn't it?
No. Well, if he was doing it weekly, then we'd be mortal enemies.
But yeah.
Really? He does it like...
I still haven't listened to it.
He just put one out this week.
Ah, okay.
Which he actually recorded 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So he's right
on top of it.
The Metropolitan, I think, is just the name of his
podcast. Yeah, but he does many, many other projects. He's got the Metropolitan. He's got Feet Man Soul.
Right, yes. Yeah.
And all these other projects that are in the works.
Feet Man Soul is his blog.
Yeah.
No, is it?
But now he's come out, so I can say that.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, because I noticed on his blog. That's he just goes around taking pictures of women's feet. Is that what it is?
Just street fashion.
But
the thing was, it was a year ago. It was a year ago. And that's when we first met, was a year ago in person. And he's talking about all of his big ideas. And he's sitting there going, I want to do this fashion blog.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of, I don't know. I know Fat Man's Soul.
Okay.
And what do you think of Feet Man's Soul? And I go, that sounds disgusting.
So he's like, right on it.
All right, there we go. We have some stickiness there.
All right, yeah. So yeah. Well, what really kind of made me love his podcast was actually the last one where he, well, maybe not the most current one recorded 2 months ago, but the last one where he was talking about the degree, you know, the problem.
Oh yeah, that's the second to last one.
Fakery and stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that's he. he does a level of research that we don't do, you know.
Like, but it's so much more fun just to make it up as you go along.
I know, he's much more informed than we are.
Yeah, right? He does the stuff, but yeah.
He speaks Korean.
He says it's not good, but I think it's pretty good. He's been here since 1996 or so.
So I think our podcast, we try to cover the ignorant, the sort of just fell off a turnip truck kind of class of person, even though we've been here for years.
Yeah. It's still fun.
We just don't come to it like, what is this?
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
I try to keep saying that with my food blog. I keep trying to keep doing that same old, I'm not a Korean food expert. I'm just here exploring. What is this?
I finally found the name for the penis fish.
For the what?
The penis fish.
Oh, yeah.
It's in this month's Eloquence. They have it's apparently called the much more appetizing name of spoon worm.
Yeah.
Because I'd really rather eat something
with worm
sea squirt in the title.
I've heard that name.
Sea squirt, they had a different picture. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, well, that's not your official name. That's what you call that weird little thing that swims around in tanks.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't swim.
My name is
Placid.
The penis fish.
Oozes around.
Worm. And then the picture above it is a sea squirt.
Oh.
All right, I always thought those were sea cucumbers.
We should reference that. It is page 13 in the December Eloquence.
That's awesome. They've actually got
that.
They've got pictures.
Pictures of all the disgusting
I had them in
food you can eat at Great Chips.
What's sea cucumber then? Oh, that's sea cucumber. All right. I always thought sea cucumber was sea squirt.
I can't read that fast.
So,
not by Daniel. It's by someone else.
Yeah.
That's a sea squirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neither of them look appetizing.
No.
No, actually, say my friend Daniel recently went to Nonyeongjin with a certain writer for a major U.S. publication. And they went and ate all this stuff, and he had this, and he said,
"Oh, geez,
not that good. Not that good." I'm talking pointing to the penis.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, a couple of those things are like, you know, when you go by like the number four, the
sea squirt.
Oh, right, the sea squirt. Oh, well, I was thinking number five, spoonworm. Sea squirt, number four. Yeah, number four is the one that I'm like, not only do I not recognize this as sea life.
It looks like it has an STD.
Yeah, I don't even recognize it as a form of life.
Yes.
You know?
It looks like some sort of misshapen rock.
Or a squeaky toy you
it
give
does.
To
it
a dog.
It looks like a penis fish with an STD.
Wow.
But the spoonworm, I will use its official name.
All right.
I always feel bad for them when they've obviously gotten trapped in the water circulation system, because then they get like there's like always the one really stretched out one. either it lost 20 pounds or it got caught in the water recirculation system.
Before we get far too into all things Joe, we should do our snack of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because we are sort of on the topic of unusual food.
Yeah.
And this is chocolate. Cactus chocolate.
Yes.
So you know how you normally you've got the aloe, cactus in a can beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, because they add like 5 pounds of sugar.
Oh, yeah, that makes it good.
It tastes anything like American aloe.
You got your little chewy things inside.
Yeah, and the chewy bits.
I like those, though.
The chewy bits are,
it's a drink and a meal at once.
Yeah.
It's like Guinness, yeah.
But
like,
they're really nice in summer if you like put them in the freezer just for a really short time.
Ooh.
Yeah,
and then
or crushed ice.
Yeah, it's like crushed ice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's very refreshing. And once you recognize the chewy bits as being...
I like the cactus chocolate because mainly Koreans are unaware that there's cactus on Jeju-do.
I didn't even know. I'm like, where are the cactus? Because cactuses come from
cactus.
A desert.
Yeah,
it's not Korean cactus.
So where are there deserts? I wasn't.
I think this cactus may be like greenhouse grown, or the desert version.
Oh, of course. Right. All right.
It smells like blackberries or strawberries.
It smells like.
Yeah, it's definitely intended for the tourist trade.
Oh. All right. So it's just kind of like chocolate, like a wafer.
You know what is my favorite though? Is this brand, the same brand as like the Jeju tourist brand or whatever? They have the Gyul, the tangerine.
Oh, really?
Chocolate. Oh,
that sounds. Yeah, I've had that.
Well, wait for English T-shirt finds. There's more.
Okay.
Oh, great.
But read the copy on this.
Jeju cactus chocolate is made with cactus powder. Ooh, the best. Through vacuum lyophilization of Cheju cactus. I have no idea what that is.
God, it tastes so much better now that you've said
it,
that.
It adds nutritive substance to deep and tender chocolate taste.
Oh, that's what I'm tasting, the deep and tender chocolate taste.
It's like,
I do that, like that my chocolate feeling. Deep and tender.
It's coating my throat.
It's like a mechanical.
I can gargle razor blades now.
You know, like mechanically separated meat, you know, which just sounds sort of like, you know, when you like look at hot dogs or chicken, you know, chicken nuggets or something, it's always mechanically separated meat, which kind of just sounds like, you know, they're just kind of getting the good beef and chicken from the bone. But what it really means is it's just sort of like
swept off the floor and ground up
basically,
with a blender.
Yeah,
it's leftovers. Like it's from the cutting room.
Yeah, the worst possible parts they just squeeze out with a machine.
This is so completely random and off topic, as usual. Did you ever see Jamie Oliver's special when he went to the elementary school?
No.
And
cut bits of it,
He made homemade chicken nuggets.
Oh, really?
And what it was like, he took a couple of chickens and just peeled off the skin.
Okay.
And threw breadcrumbs in the blender with it.
All right.
And it was, when he cooked it was indistinguishable from the other chicken nuggets.
I don't know. I mean, whenever I eat Christmas
bones?
Turkey or roast chicken, that's the skin's the best part.
Bones and all, you're saying? Bones and all?
Oh, no, skin.
Just
and breadcrumbs.
Oh, just
I think
skin.
There. I think there
oh,
may have been a
skin.
Token amount of meat in there.
Okay.
By and large, it was skin and breadcrumbs.
I'd eat it. If it's
I would
fried.
Eat it. The fried skin is great.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love.
Did you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where Marge goes to buy fried chicken and she asks for extra skin? It's kind of like where she's trying to get Homer to diet or something, but you know this is her. She's admitting defeat. She's buying, not only is she buying fried chicken, but she's giving in and she's getting it with extra skin.
Yeah. I would be so there. Never sold extra skin on chicken.
Yeah,
just wrap it in extra skin. I'm really making Jennifer turn white. Have you ever heard of
my
the,
deep and tender chocolate is not tasting so good while you're talking about that.
Oh, sorry. Have you ever heard of the pine bud drink?
The
what? Yeah.
Have you featured that here?
No.
I got some if you want it.
You got some there, John?
Yeah.
A guest with his own snack of the week.
All right.
Oh,
just
awesome.
In case you ran short.
Ah. Your coat's like mine.
Yeah, I just got it fixed.
Okay.
Here, try this.
All right. All right, and then Joe has brought us another snack. Pine bud drink.
I should have turned this off.
Oh, man. All right. I can have this, Joe.
I never turned mine off.
All right. Did you want some, Jennifer?
No, thank you.
Okay, because I've got...
I'm so unpopular, people only call me when I'm in the middle of doing something.
Right. I'm smelling it.
Yeah, my phone's the bathroom.
And it does smell like your living room on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I like it.
Or like...
Do you really?
If I'm in a Christmas mood. Because I can't have a
tastes
real tree.
Like
oh my God.
It tastes like Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, it definitely does taste like...
If I'm thirsty, I'm not dying
See,
for
you
it.
Know, I will say that the only songpyeon I like is the pine needle one.
And there's
that
a
has
pine
the
needle
pine nut in the middle.
A couple of weeks ago, I had the pine needle tea over one of those Insadong tea houses. And I love that. That was actually really good.
It's a
See,
bit.
I don't know if it would taste good in a drink.
It's a bit like that Greek wine, was it Retsina or something? That pine flavored Greek wine meets
wow,
the aloe
so
aloe
good.
Drink.
You know, you could have that and wash it down with some Mad Dog kiwi flavor or something. Yum.
It's interesting the first couple hits, but then it
no,
begins.
No, you can't finish
to,
it. They made it. That's one thing you wish they would make in smaller cans.
Wow, when the 200 ml is just too big.
Just a little shot, and okay, I got it. All right, done.
All right, so
Our
main topic is Joe. Let's talk about your cough, Joe, because you mentioned that in your email.
Yeah.
You're like, soul cough or no, I'm coming.
Yeah.
You've got some sort of chronic cough?
Yeah, I just have the usual, you know, soul cough you get when you get off the plane. I haven't had it for 2 years, but
the
just
the fresh
came
air
up.
Lung cleanser, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a detox.
Yeah. Now I've got a bit of, like, if you remember a couple podcasts ago I had a cold.
Well,
yeah. I've got one again.
There's
you
a long
had a cold
I got
for like
right
the last 2 months. What do you mean?
Dust came.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago I had a cold.
Well, last year I was kind of hoping to get a lot of colds just so it could, I thought it would be instructive. You know, that people could, listening who aren't here yet, they could go, he's got another cold, he's got another cold. So they'll know, like when we say bring medication from home, they'll know that I'm just not like I'm blah 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 blah. I'm just not just looking for something to talk about.
The cough sounds worse than it really is. It's starting to clear up, but that means I'll still have it for one more month.
What's that?
It's starting to clear up, so I'll have it for one more month.
It's kind of hard here too because there's no like OTC section. Like you, even though they have E-Mart and Homever, whatever, you can't just go to like the drug department.
Yeah,
over the counter drugs.
Yeah,
right.
You
have to go to the pharmacy and you have to tell them your symptoms, and then they decide what they want to give you.
Yes.
And it's never anything familiar. It usually involves packets of mystery ingredients that you put in hot water.
You put this in water, you throw this in your mouth, this powder in your mouth, you chase it with this.
Yeah. And it's got to be either 30 minutes before or after a meal, but there's no standardization.
Yeah. But I went, last time I had this, I went to a doctor, and I just kept having to go back to him over and over and over again. Really, it took the same amount of time as if I didn't go to the doctor. So I'm just not even going to bother.
Yeah,
it's like a typical cold, like, a week without medical care, or a week with good medical care.
But
Joe, you've been, how long have you been here?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, yeah, so same with me.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I passed my four-year mark a couple days ago.
Happy career anniversary.
Yeah, 4 years. I came here literally.
Happy anniversary. Here's a pine drink.
Yeah, thank you. I came here literally on the day they captured Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
Yeah. So my, I remember someone in my school there, they wanted to know the exact date I came
that
here.
That was December 2003.
When
I moved back home to live with my mom for 1 month before coming to Korea.
Wow. Okay.
So my lease just ended at my apartment.
Wow. They want to know the exact date I came here.
I got to live with mom for a month.
But I didn't have my passport. Couldn't look at my stamp. So I'm like, then I remembered, oh yeah, it was the day Saddam. So, I went to Wiki. And then got the date. Here you go. That's the day I came.
You know what today is?
What is this?
15th.
Oh. No, do you know what is? Is it the 15th or the 16th?
Oh, it's the 16th.
Do you know what the significance of today is?
December 16th. No.
It is the Boston Tea Party.
The what?
Oh, the Boston Tea Party.
Really?
Don't ask me what year.
All right.
But it was in the 1700s.
Before 1776.
Man, that was a cold day to do that then. Boston in December 16th? Today's 16th. Yes.
When was the shot heard around the world?
No clue.
Lexington.
Lexington. Oh, yeah, Lexington. Lexington Green. The same day, I think, as...
I just always knew that questions about American Revolution, it's either Lexington or Bunker Hill.
Okay.
Lexington, I always do that in class. I'm good with history, but the American Revolution is my one dark spot. So I would always just... Every time the teacher came to me,
all right.
Lexington! No, Bunker Hill!
You're bound to be right, yeah. So actually, Joe, so let's get some biographical data, Joe. Where are you from?
I'm actually from the Gulf Coast, Alabama Gulf Coast.
Oh, well, Alabama, okay.
A neighbor.
Yeah, I'm a neighbor.
All right, and you ever eat a squirrel?
Have what?
Have you ever eaten a squirrel?
No.
Really?
No, I've never eaten a squirrel.
Okay, just check.
I've eaten an alligator, but I've never eaten
a squirrel. Oh, really? Okay.
I've eaten an alligator and frogs down there.
You can get alligator in Toronto.
Now alligator is more of a commodity now. It's bar food.
Really?
It's not that tasty, though.
I kind of like it. It's like calamari, but,
It depends on how you eat it. I had it as like a little steak, so it kind of tastes like a pork chop.
Okay, see, I've only had it as a po' boy.
Oh, po' boy.
Okay.
And how
old are you, Joe?
Hey, we didn't ask that question
You want to reveal?
I'm 33.
Was that?
33.
Okay.
And married, children, religion, political affiliation.
Why are you married?
What church do you go to?
Don't do that.
We have to get all the Korean questions in.
I like kimchi, yes.
Do you speak Korean, Joe?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
Not as good as I should at 4 years here.
All right.
Okay. It's hard, though. I mean, Korean itself is hard, but it's hard to improve in Korea because everyone you meet wants to practice their English.
That's true. I thought, I have a Korean fiance.
Okay.
And I thought, but everyone always says, if you want to learn Korean, do not have a Korean girlfriend because then they will always want to speak English with you.
And you won't need to speak Korean because they'll be with you.
And they'll always, she'll take care of everything for me. And she only speaks Korean when she's angry at me.
Ricky Ricardo.
Path of least resistance. Yeah. That's fun going back. Your sister would never get that. And
no.
Ricky who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I can get your cultural references. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
why
she didn't even know who Ed Wood was. She saw the movie Ed Wood.
Oh, jeez.
And she kept calling him Edward D. when she was talking about
it. All right. And so your blog, Zen Kimchi.
Yeah.
What's the Earl? What's your Earl?
What's the what?
What's the Earl to your blog?
The old? The oh, Earl. Earl. Yeah. www.zenkimchi.com.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
zenkimchi.com.
Okay. All right. And your format is kind of different from your traditional blog, right?
Yeah.
Your traditional blog, it's like title, text, title,
well, that's
text.
How it was.
Right.
That's how it was originally.
Okay.
All right. It was a personal blog.
Yours is like very narrow, multi-columns, lots of headlines.
That's weird. How that came about was just last February I was wanting to expand the blog more because I kind of want to put my personal blog in the back.
Okay.
Give my food blog a makeover.
Okay.
So I had this new front page, and I'm going through WordPress templates, and I had this weird four-column template. And you say, well, we have this four-column template, but no one knows what to do with it.
Okay.
So I thought, well, okay, well, why don't I do, like, blog beats from other blogs on there?
Yes, okay.
And then I threw that up.
Okay.
And it was just recently, like a few months ago, I started actually posting comments of my own on that front page.
Okay. So the, I mean, I found your blog because when I do, you know, when I Google for things, like little news items, you frequently have links or quoting the stories.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I got a bunch of hits. I just noticed recently people are searching for glow-in-the-dark cats.
Ah, yes, okay, right, yeah.
And they keep,
oh, that was crazy.
Wasn't that funky? That was scary.
Yeah.
Do you want to see that coming down a dark alley?
No.
Glow in the dark cat?
Right. Koreans are scared of cat eyes. Imagine if the cat glowed in the dark.
Glow in the dark pigeons. That would send everybody into a panic. Because I mean, just your normal pigeon, it's like, I mean, people run for cover when they see it. It's a pigeon. It's got talons. You know? It's like, and they eat meat.
It's got germs.
Yeah, but a glow-in-the-dark pigeon. Oh, my God, yeah. That would just be, you know, you want everyone to, like, your own subway, you know, line two Saturday, maybe just have a glow-in-the-dark pigeon with you, and you just clear out.
Get on the circle line.
Oh, I used to live on that two line two. Oh. That was horrible.
Yeah,
that was when you needed a glow-in-the-dark cat.
That's when, yeah. That was like those Discovery Channel documentaries of Japan where they're pushing people
right.
in. It was just like that, except they had no one pushing. You had to do it yourself.
Yeah. Or someone will kindly do it for you.
Yeah. Almost got. I mean, I've gotten so close that the door's almost closed on my nose.
Oh, God.
You know?
You know, my favorite subway trick is the you're standing in front of the door waiting to go out, but you've mistakenly left more than like a molecule distance between you and the door, and some little Ajuma goes, I can fit. And
yeah.
Puts herself between you.
You're clearly getting off. You're clearly getting off, and they're like, I'm getting off first.
Yeah.
I'll step on your feet if I have to, but I'm getting on first.
It's a really good lesson in just being with humans.
Yeah.
Because yes. I mean, you touch so many people's nether regions by accident.
That's true.
Really?
When those crowd things.
Jennifer, it's true. We do.
Those crowd things and the subway guys, they go, zoom, stop. And so you're jostling lots of people.
I don't think I've ever accidentally touched anyone on the subway in an inappropriate place.
They kind of touched me.
Well,
oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, I'm squeezed together like this.
You're assuming it's accidental. You know the curiosity about foreign men, though.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just men, it was women, too. But, yeah.
You know, I was on the Toronto subway, not on the Seoul subway, but on the Toronto subway. I was sitting down, and I had my backpack. And there was a woman sort of standing in front of me, and very, very attractive woman, and kind of wearing a little Chanel suit. The very kind of woman I would, you know, assault on the subway if suddenly, you know, the world's going to end in 10 minutes. You know,
okay.
You're mine, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, and so I'm getting up to get off, right, and I'm sort of swinging my arm out to get my backpack on, and my hand goes right up her backside, like her, and I'm like, and she's wearing it, it's summer, and she's wearing a very sort of thin, tight sort of outfit,
oh,
and I'm
don't
like,
tell me the buttons popped off.
No, but I'm just okay. like, oh my god, I can't believe I did that.
Oh my god.
You know, and,
that's
funny.
Yeah, so I just, there are many times I've accidentally put my hands on someone's butt.
Yeah. And, it's well, accident, Jennifer.
That's a good difference, because if I accidentally put my hand on someone's butt here, they don't care. I remember back in America, I was just talking, I was gesturing with my hands, touched this middle-aged woman on the butt. She's like, I beg your pardon, don't you ever do that again, young man. Oh, God.
If you go home, you're tightening up your space in the line. You're not quite adjusting to the back to the American sense of line distance. You're still
protecting your right to that space in the line.
Yeah,
exactly. Or worse, you're like, well, that person isn't in line at all. He's just got his money ready and his packages, and he's just mulling around in front of the cash register because he's not, you know, his John Thomas is not firmly wedged in the crack in front of him. So he's not in line. I've done that a couple times where I've actually kind of, and I'm like,
oh, you have?
Yeah.
Where, I still can't shake it off. I don't mind. Someone does it in front of me, I'll give him a nasty look, but.
Wow. That is so funny, because I totally had grocery store rage this week. Grocery store rage.
Oh.
Because a woman, like, you know, like in the States, there's always the guy, if you push the elevator button 800 times, the elevator comes faster.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the Korean version of being in the grocery store line, if I bump the person with my cart 800 times, they get checked out faster. Well, this woman was like, now let me just say, shopping for one, I had less than 10 items in my basket.
Sure.
Okay, however, the woman checking me out was ever so meticulous in her scanning technique. So she was taking a bit of a long time.
Huh.
But I was standing in that little tiny space that you have available to bag groceries.
Yeah.
Like, the only way I could have moved is if the cashier was just, like, tossing me my groceries.
Into your bag.
So I could bag them.
Yeah,
she's, like, ramming me. It's not working. I'm not budging. So she moves the cart, pulls it all the way back so she can get in front of it. She walks up. Finally, she's, like, full on, like, leaning on me, still trying to inch forward. But I wasn't moving, and so I kept like turning and glaring at her. So she just like became very fixated on the ceiling and how interesting it was as she's like still inching forward. So I've got my trademark bag sling that I've discussed before.
Oh.
That if people are invading my cashier space, I just sling my bag on, and usually they kind of go, oh, and jump back. She was so fixated on the ceiling, she did not see the bag sling coming. Full on.
Whack! Wow.
You ever see the X-Men movies?
Yeah.
Right. Which one?
I think it was X-Men 3. one of the minor X-Men. You know, like
I love bad movies.
Oh yeah.
I love the movies people hate.
All right. But one of the bad X-Men that they used as like cannon fodder in the, you know, the climactic battle scene. He had this ability. His ability was simply like spikes suddenly appear all over his skin.
Oh yeah.
And while you think that is a minor power, I'm like, I wish I had that here.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Just people get too close and it's like spikes appear, and then they know. Like
my superpower is I'm gonna have a glowing cat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A glowing cat and spikes would really be perfect.
Sorry. Getting back to Joe. All right. So what's the weirdest hit you've ever gotten on your blog? Like
the weirdest what?
What's the weirdest hit you've ever gotten? Like someone's Googling for something and they find your blog.
That's weird. I mean, people looking for Korean porn.
Okay.
Pop it
right,
up
sure. Okay.
All the time. All right. Oh gosh, I don't know.
I've got one website.
Because I write really weird stuff anyway sometimes, especially the food blogs.
So, okay.
I get the weird, I get the PETA people going after me sometimes.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. If I'm eating a live octopus, don't you care about his feelings? I'm like, well, yeah, I videotaped it, so it's like, yeah, I care. He was nice, and, you know.
But the bigger we made friends first.
I know. It's like, well, in the wild, do you think he'd get much better treatment in the wild? He's going to be food there, too.
Yeah, but the bigger ones, have you seen the bigger ones where, like, you just touch them with your chopsticks and they wrap themselves around the chopsticks?
Yeah, I haven't done that one yet.
That scares me.
But that's like, they're asking for it. You know what I'm
saying? You know what? That was a method of murder on one of the CSIs.
What?
Yeah. I heard about
The San Nakchi. Oh. Like, fed it to someone, but the person was unconscious, I think.
Okay.
So it just blocked their airway.
Were they Korean?
No.
Okay. So even when you do a food blog, you do a...
Yeah, the food blog got popular all of a sudden because it was the only kid on the block for a while.
Okay. Because there was Batman and Seoul.
Yeah, Batman, and that was it. And so I thought, well, no one else is doing it, and I like talking about food, so why not just separate the food part from my personal blog?
Okay, right, yes.
And so I did that, and then it got popular.
Your personal blog is mostly like... politics, current events.
Yeah, I don't really talk about the politics that much either, even though I'm a very political person. Okay. I used to work for a political talk show.
Okay.
But I don't really... I try to keep that out of it a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like talking about your religion for me these days.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Except you're in Korea, so you're required to talk about your religion.
Yeah. I was in Seattle. That was the one thing I didn't kind of like about being a Canadian in America, is like... I gotta keep my trap shut. You know what I mean? I can't just talk politics at people. Yeah. And I can't put like a Darwin fish on my car. You know, I don't know. There's just so many things I felt kind of constrained by, like being a foreigner in another country. What is your background? What was your education in?
Education. Went to many universities. Ended up at University of Alabama.
All right.
Yeah.
The Gators?
Roll
what's
tide.
Their...
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide?
Roll Tide. Don't ask me what it means. I don't know. Crimson Tide. I guess it means bloody water or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Row.
Roll.
Oh, roll.
That's how my dad pronounces it, is row. Okay. Row Tide. Because
row is kind of like red.
Alabama,
Northern Alabama accent. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And after that, I went to the IT business right when it crashed.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, right when it crashed.
Right, that was like around 2000, 2001?
Right, 2000.
Yeah, I remember the time.
Moved up to New York, not the city.
Silicon Alley?
Upstate.
Okay.
Moved to upstate. Right. Yeah, worked one job, then getting laid off. Contract laid off. The contracts would start getting down to 2 weeks.
Right.
They would say, oh, we have this great job. It's great cybersecurity. 2 weeks later, they decided to cancel the contract.
What sort of stuff in IT?
Well, I started off in printing, digital printing, in Rochester, the home of Xerox and Kodak. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went into technical writing for defense contractors and banks, insurance groups.
Right.
And then later on for... Blue Cross over in Florida. When everything folded, and I had to move back down south.
All right, yeah.
Oh, then I worked for the governor in New York.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's my career.
Yeah, I did the I worked on the New York State website.
Okay.
A bit.
All right.
But mostly doing technical writing.
Okay.
I switched to that, then flash design.
All right. There's the related field called technical trainer.
I did that.
Yeah, which I always thought something when you come to Korean. Do teaching, then it's a kind of a skill you can then take into technical training.
Yeah, well, that's how people said if you had teaching experience before. I said, well, I wrote the books that they that they learn. I mean, back at Blue Cross, I learned. Yeah. I had to write the training program to teach the people on the phone how to get people not to get their insurance returns.
Okay.
And all the different legal loopholes they had to go through to make sure.
I love insurance companies.
Yes, it was as hard as possible to get your money.
I love you.
Yeah.
But if you're here and you're acquiring teaching experience, a lot of people are like, what the hell am I going to do after Korea? And I always say, well, no, you've got the teaching experience.
Yeah.
You know, you can make lesson plans. You know, you can be in front of people teaching.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of companies that need those skills.
You can jump right back into technical writing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, acquire some computer skills here, you know. But there's cell phone companies like BlackBerry. You know, there are companies that are deploying these things to client sites, and they need somebody to go to client sites and say, this is how you use it, PowerPoint presentations and stuff like that. So if you've got, PowerPoint, Word, you've got the teaching experience, you've got some technical
savvy.
And
it's so fascinating how many people high up in the business world can't write a simple sentence.
Absolutely true, yeah. I mean, the writing, I mean, that's why guys like you and I exist, right? That, you know, you can bridge those worlds. Your computer geek but you can put a sentence together.
Yeah, I can put a sentence together.
Because there's a lot of computer programmers that you've got to break it down to yes and no questions for them. You know, if I do this, will this happen? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. You know. Yeah.
You have to do it like that. So then, after a while, you know, all the tech jobs dried up. I was doing odd jobs, doing website for this company. At the same time, producing this progressive talk show for Air America. Well, now it's on Air America.
Oh, okay, cool. Never met Al Franken. Soon to be maybe Senator Al Franken?
I worked for the guy who replaced Al Franken.
Oh, okay.
Right. Tom Hartman.
Okay.
Did you meet Jerry Garofalo?
That was one of my last things I did before I came to Korea was I was able to book her on our show. Because back then we were still a tiny show. And that was my last big coup because that's one of the funnest part was trying to track down people to book on the show. It's kind of fun how accessible people really are.
Really? Wow.
And I remember way back I got Janine Garofalo's agent's phone number.
Okay.
And I talked to her, and she's like, "Well, she's not really sure about it. I don't think she'd really be into it." And then, like, a week after I quit the show, they get a call, and they say, "Jeannie really wants to do the show. Didn't know she was a fan of it."
Okay.
So she did that.
Since you're an Air America guy, I can see why the Drudge Report.
I know. The Drudge Report. I just. Well, if I was drinking anything, I would have spit it all over the subway train on the way.
But, you know, I mean, I didn't mean politics.
I know, because
he's just very link. He's very dead. But, you know, the Drudge Report guy did, he didn't really have a lot of, who's the, not that Neil, Christopher Neil guy, the pedophile, but the JonBenet Ramsey pedophile guy.
Oh, right, him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they all have three names, don't they?
Yeah, there you go.
Apparently the sign of a pedophile.
Yeah, Drudge was the one that sort of like was busting a lot of early news stories about how, you know, that his story wasn't checking out, he was just full of crap. Mm. Because that was of interest to us.
Maybe so.
Because he did teach in Korea for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't he here directly before he went and turned himself in?
I don't know about that.
The Christopher Neil.
I don't really follow the pedophile story.
The other guy, he was in Thailand too. They all go to Thailand.
Yeah, big surprise. Thailand. Pedophiles that go to Thailand?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. This guy didn't take up with a lady boy, the JonBenet Ramsey guy didn't take up with a lady boy. Yeah. And, So when did you start your blog?
I started it right on the plane, actually, when I...
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It was really just starting with just emails back to my family, and it turned into a blog because I got tired of emailing everyone.
Yeah. That's how I got into blogging. Because, like, you know, I'm, like, a computer journalist, and I always had my column. And when you have one thing to sort of tell the world about something, I find it very hard to do two things or three things. And so when I was done my computer column, and then I got, like... Like I went to the doctor and they found a lump in my lung, and it wasn't cancer. Long story short,
I've heard that.
Yeah, long story short, it was. And but I started sending emails back to my family about you know what's going on, and it was a lot of fun to write because I've never been through this before, and it was all fascinating.
Yeah,
you know, hooking up to interesting machines and nurses running around.
Potential cancer is always so fun.
Well, it's. After the fact, it's quite fun when you're like, I'm going to live.
I'm going to live. New lease on life. I'm going to win the Tour de France.
Yeah,
when you're waiting for that biopsy, I'm thinking not so much.
Yeah, well, that's a little stressful. But you're like trying to imagine your mother crying at your funeral. Like, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
Don't you mean lip syncing the Monster Mash? Don't you mean lip syncing the Monster Mash?
Yeah, you've got to think about that. Music at one of my funerals.
I wonder if they're going to close the door. Watch.
So then
is he going to do it? Is he going to do it?
Close the door.
And he didn't do it.
Why would he close the door when it was open when he walked up to it?
So I just sort of turned that into a blog. I'm like, well, instead of just emailing everybody,
that's how it turns into.
Yeah, I'll just put it on a blog so people can sort of follow my whether I'm going to die or not or something like that. Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
But you let your family read your blog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My personal blog's really for them.
Ah, okay. All right.
And my mom reads it. My dad doesn't read it.
Okay.
My dad. I just talked to him this morning.
But okay.
He's like, Joe, what's going on? What, you haven't been reading my blog?
Dad,
I was in the New York Times. Really? Yeah, didn't you read it? I don't read the New York Times. Oh, okay. Yeah. But now he's more excited these days.
Okay. All right.
I'm actually starting to make a little money from this.
Oh, cool.
Not right. much, but okay. it's actually promising to actually.
Right.
Joe's not so much of a loser after all.
But yeah. Okay.
You know, failed the IT business, took forever to graduate college.
Published in the New York Times.
Worked for a liberal talk show. Oh my God, Joe, what are you doing?
You were going to say, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, my mom doesn't read my blog, but she passes out the Earl to her friends.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. And now you're getting married. You're getting married.
Yeah, should be.
Oh, you should be.
Should be.
It all goes
that's
to plan.
That's optimistic.
We've decided we're going to do it sometime this year.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's, you said you got like 2 weeks left.
No, I mean, oh, yeah, this year is in 2008 this year. I'm a time traveler. I'm already way ahead.
All right.
What to your fiance? You know, marrying a Korean, there's always the parent issue that one has
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
How did that go?
They like your white skin.
Oh no, they're okay with that.
Okay.
They're okay with that.
We're, cool.
My sister's baby is half African American.
Oh, okay.
So we're okay with
right.
that. The trouble with me, you're talking about with me with her family?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know her family.
Oh, no.
But then again, you are from Alabama, so maybe it could work both ways.
Yeah.
Maybe both parents could like equally hate each other.
No, I think my mom's really cool. Oh, okay, my mom is fascinated by it. It's like,
wow.
It's like going to a new buffet.
Yeah, exactly. This whole new food.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom, I could come home with a man on my arm. My mother just wouldn't care. No one in my family would care. They're just like, well, as long as you're happy. Yeah,
actually, I think my mom would do that too.
Really?
These days, I think she's okay with this. As long as it's not my ex-wife.
Okay. Oh, you're married before. Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk about this fiance.
Yeah, okay.
Just so we're not confused.
This one, I've met most of her family except her mother.
Okay.
I'll be meeting her on Solal, finally.
Okay.
Is there some reason why you haven't met her mother? Saving the best for last?
Yeah.
Buttering her up?
It's basically a buttering her up, getting her used to the idea.
Okay.
That, yeah, I'm coming into the family.
Okay.
And she had to wait for me to actually show that I have some future, so I guess...
Oh, good.
Recent
okay.
events, I think it looks like I'm actually showable to the mom.
Okay.
Now.
Right, yeah.
What are the recent events?
Sorry. Recent events, I mean, just like the blog's picking up.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually doing food writing for magazines and getting attention by the press and making a little extra more money, actually making money on this thing rather than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, losing money. Can I ask you if does her family know you're divorced?
No, we're not telling them
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's not tell them that.
We're not telling them that.
Okay. Yep, just curious.
Yeah. Not telling them that.
Because apparently that's equivalent to being possessed by the devil.
Yeah. We don't... No one knows that. I got chewed out one time for mentioning it in front of one of her friends.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because then you might as well just tell all of her friends, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that text message went out as soon as she went to the bathroom.
One of my friends, she's divorced, but she... tells nobody at work. They like she was married when she was working.
Yeah.
And then she got divorced and she just tells nobody. They're always like, oh, why don't you invite your husband to our company Christmas party? She works for like a big CJ or like their biotech arm or something. And
yeah.
And now she's like, you know, really high up in the hierarchy and you know, where you have to sort of produce the family credentials kind of thing. But she just tells nobody because if it's like if you're divorced, I mean, especially if you're a woman, you know, kind of at the worst, you know, at the best, it's like, well, we just can't trust your judgment. And at the worst, it's like, well, you know, no one will ever marry you again. But, you know, so you must be the company whore, you know, like the go-to woman for, you know, that all the married men can go to and kind of, you know.
Yeah, the safe one. Yeah, the one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would you? Why are you rejecting me? You know, are you going to get a better offer?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. It's like,
I don't know.
Is there some other married loser that you could be sleeping with instead?
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, there's many reasons why to sort of keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to. See, it is the divorce rate among young people.
I mean,
is like
I remember. Gosh, in the early '80s. In the early '80s, you know, Kramer versus Kramer was such a big deal.
Yeah.
It was just a movie about divorce.
Right. Yeah.
And it was just such a big deal. And then I remember, like, the first of my friend's parents got divorced, and that was just such a big deal. We looked at my friends, and we felt so. I remember like feeling sorry for my friend every time I saw him. I just. Do you want to talk about it? You know, should we
chip in for therapy?
Yeah, you'll always win this game. Whatever we're playing, you're always going to win.
And you have first pick.
Yeah, and your older sisters are hot. But yeah.
Okay. So the parents haven't like hired a hitman or anything as far as you know.
Oh, my fiance's parents?
Your fiance's parents, yeah.
No, not as far as I know. Okay. Ex-employers maybe, right. But yeah.
Have you heard horror stories? I mean, you must have heard some horror stories. Things that haven't gone well, people trying to marry into the family and
just the fact of just living in with a Korean family. Okay. You know, all my married friends keep telling me they'll change. As soon as they get that ring on, they're going to change.
Oh, right.
I love that. As soon as they get the ring,
yeah.
They're going to change.
Oh, she's going
to
change.
Scary.
She's going to change. And I hear, well, my friend, he's always having to do these familial obligation things. I mean, he runs a business.
Okay.
But, you know, recently his father-in-law had to be in the hospital.
Right.
And he had to be pulled out of the business he's running to go rub father-in-law's feet.
Oh, geez, right, yes, of course.
But brother-in-law, who lives at home and has no job,
right?
Nah, he's too busy.
Yeah,
he can't do it. But other horror stories. The biggest horror story I've heard is someone who actually owned a hog barn.
Okay.
And just one day, his loser brother-in-law, lived at home sitting at his desk.
Okay.
And the family just decided to hand the business over to the brother-in-law.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ran into the ground.
Yeah, and ran into the ground, basically. Yeah.
It's like Zimbabwe farmers or something. You know?
Yeah.
We'll just hand it over to the war veterans. They know how to farm.
Shooting, farming, it's all the same.
So I've been very cautious about my fiance.
Okay.
I've dated her longer than anyone else I've married.
Right.
Honestly, she's the longest I've dated.
Okay.
I've been dated anyone, actually, without getting married. So I've been very cautious, and we've been making sure nothing like this is ever going to happen. So we'll see.
Where did you meet her?
Online dating.
Yeah, you can say that, online dating. What's that really weird one?
UB Love. Yeah. I've suggested there are certain sites you go for certain things.
Okay.
UB Love, maybe when I first came to Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, like okay. Korea, I did Korea Cupid.
Okay.
Korea Cupid's where you go if you want a relationship.
Okay.
UB Love is if you want what they always stereotype English teachers want in Korea.
Okay.
And I suggested it to one friend, and he said, yeah, it works.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I just advertised UB Love.
Okay. Yeah, I've never UB Love, but I've always found like online, always it's like, it's very easy to get a date in Korea, with a being the operative word.
I went to some freaky, freaky dates.
Okay.
On Korea Cupid. I took a 3-month account.
Okay.
And I had a date all the time.
Right,
I had dates all the time. All of them were just strange.
Yeah.
Usually like two of them, halfway through the date, they mentioned that they're married.
Sure. Yeah, okay, right.
Another
good
one.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Another one comes up to me and says, oh gosh, I'm about to develop this secret on the show. Don't tell anyone the secret, but I'm moving to the Philippines.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to call you? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to the Philippines. Okay.
Yeah, there is unless you speak Korean, there's a very small dating pool here of, you know, the subset of Korean women who are single, who speak English, who want to date a foreigner, who want to risk, you know, having the whole family shun them, you know.
But they're ones who are past 30 and think that they can't get a man.
Yeah, so
they do that. Which is fine, because honestly, the ones over 30 usually are career women, and they usually have a head on their shoulders.
Yeah.
But they also
have 30.
Still, you got the freaks all the time. But it's not like saying that we're perfectly innocent either.
No.
It's like, I don't hang out with many foreigners either. Also,
foreigners. That's just a Korean myth.
Yeah. I don't really. I keep my list of foreign friends very slim these days.
I hate myself and I want to die. English teacher finds.
English t-shirt finds. Yeah, you'll notice this week it's very. I don't think I have any English t-shirts this week. Because, you know, it's winter. Oh, you've got some.
I got my collection.
Awesome, Joe. You're the best, Joe.
I got weird.
You're the best after Jennifer. Jennifer's the most awesome co-host I've ever had because she actually she brings things. She prepares material.
And he's got photographic evidence. That's more than I do.
Well, I brought some stuff from the computer, but I took this on the way here.
Okay, good.
Let's see. I know, it just seems like some Korean man fantasy.
So for a handphone. Oh, right. You had the guy with the blonde chick. Right, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Okay, well, it's good to see it kind of going the other way.
Oh, I kind of like that. Yeah. I mean, but...
But if the roles were reversed, oh my God, how would that go?
Not at all.
Yeah, if that went along.
I really wish that I had brought my camera with me today, but there was no way I could have gotten a good photo. I was coming here and I saw some awesome Ajumma fashion.
Oh, what?
It was a calf-length fur coat.
Okay.
Sweatpants.
Okay.
And something that could best be described as black jester shoes.
Black jester shoes.
It was, like... Incredible. It beat the square clothes. It really did.
I like the very nice business suit with the shower sandals.
Yeah.
Well, I had all these great pics I loaded on, but it won't even show them to me. Darn. Right. It says cannot play the sound. It says picture, not a sound. So I guess that's done. I guess that was a dud.
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot because it's winter and people aren't sort of showing me their chests.
Well, it's like students' t-shirts. I had a student walk in with a t-shirt that said marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They're eight.
Yeah, I it's very hard to take your pictures of your students, you know,
because
there's just that creep factor, you know.
Yeah, there's that creep factor. But I go, I gotta do this. But it's so funny when I take a picture of them with that shirt, they never wear that shirt again. These are kids who wear the same clothes every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
But this is kind of, I thought, an innovation. a movie theater, the new Star City by Konguk University. The movie, the front rows, they have like these little footstools.
Oh, cool!
Oh, just only the front row?
Only the front row.
Well,
sadly.
Yeah, so that makes up for like the horrible pain in your neck that
exactly.
you're going to have for the next week.
Yeah, those seats aren't actually very good seats. So, yeah, indeed. And this I've talked about before, but I finally found the picture of it. A hagwon called Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
It's not a hagwon, it's a bakery.
Oh, is that a bakery?
Yeah, it's a bakery.
It says
bakery.
jeez, I completely missed that. I thought that was a hog one.
Eiffel Tower.
I thought it was like EFL.
Well, they spell it wrong because they call it Eiffel or Eiffel in Korean.
Yeah, that was just weird because I was asked by one of the kids this week how you spell Eiffel Tower in English. So I go, what's Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
What's Eiffel Tower? What's an Eiffel Tower? I'm like, top of an apple.
Right.
They start drawing.
Okay, I just thought it was like EFL, English is a foreign language, tower, and they thought, hey, let's get cheeky, Eiffel Tower, you know, like, but then that's French. Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, to the EFL.
Ooh, I should have read the Congress, because Bay-E-Curry.
Yeah,
Bay-E-Curry. I love the Korean word. Eiffel Tower is apple top.
Yeah.
Apple top. Eiffel top.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
A tower is just top, top.
Yeah.
Top, as like in the pagodas, those are called. I can't name one off the top of my head. But I've seen them.
If you go to KFC, they've got the Tower Burger at KFC. And but they don't.
They call it Tawa Burger.
Yes, Tawa.
Yeah, well, and stuff like the Seoul Tower is Seoul Tawa.
Tawa. Oh, my.
Because it's cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
It's more cosmopolitan to use English.
So sophisticated.
And I was in
the Princess Lounge.
Yeah, the Lotte. It was a Princess Lounge. I guess you can just go like and sit or something.
And be a princess?
And be a princess, yeah.
I keep thinking of Love Boat.
Most places in Seoul are the Princess Lounge.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of the big department stores have, like, lounges for men, you know, when their wives are shopping. The men sit there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I could go somewhere like that?
Yeah, and, like, hit the department store or stuff. Yeah, I mean, they're tucked
maybe not,
away.
Maybe not in the burbs where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you live, Joe? What's that?
Oh, yeah, I flew in from Busan. Where's my money?
All right.
No, Anyang.
Anyang. Oh, okay, I've been down to Anyang. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'll write you a check for your transportation costs.
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk about that in section six. You might not be able to make section the out section. You might not be able to make that long enough.
Section.
So let's make it longer. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the department stores, a lot of the shishi department stores have these little lounges where the men can sort of sit. You probably want to go there because it's probably a smoking is required zone. You know, it's like, why aren't you smoking?
It's required. Exactly. Read the sign.
Yeah.
They probably serve soju in there.
Yeah. But, you know, that might be kind of a good place to network if you're maybe looking for editing jobs or something, you know, like you go out.
Just go in there and sit and edit something?
No, just hang out there, and then, like, somebody who's, like, you know, VP at, you know, Woody Bank might be like, hey, can you edit documents for me, you know?
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of, whatever happened to that document that you were editing? It was like ages ago, but the guy was, he had written stuff in English in such a way as to reverse the legal responsibilities that he had intended. Like, whichever party he wanted to have no responsibility, he gave all the responsibility to.
Girls, I don't remember that.
Juice again.
I don't remember that.
It was some sort of...
Was that me?
Yeah, it was you. It was some sort of document you were editing for some guy.
All right.
And I think he was, like, really upset that you wanted more than, like, a tone one.
Right, yes, you know? Yeah, yeah. Right, that guy I met in Starbucks, where it was, like, some foreigner kind of jerked out on him and didn't do his editing, and I felt sorry for him. And I'm like, well, it's kind of interesting stuff, and, you know, and, you know, whatever, I've got lots of time. So I forget what I was charging him, like, manwan a page, and which is a huge...
A better deal he will never find.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, because, I mean, God, I mean, you know what...
That's what I charge in high school.
Exactly, you know what technical writers charge. I mean, in North America, you might charge, like... You can charge, like, $50 an hour, $35
an hour.
Yeah,
I charge
right?
by the hour, and yeah. very slow.
Exactly.
Well, and that's assuming that it's written in English, that's actually English and not babblefish English.
So, I edited it, and I thought he did a good job, and, you know, but he not only wanted editing, but I mean, he wanted copywriting, you know, he wanted marketing, kind of, you know, for 10 bucks a page, you know, and,
that's an added extra.
Yeah, but I mean, I was sort of giving him a deal, thinking, you know, maybe I could create myself a position within Woody Bank, because there, it was for pensions, you know, pension funds. They're obviously going to, and they're trying to market to the foreign companies, set up pension funds, so they're going to need somebody.
Yeah.
So that maybe, you know, give them a deal, do a good job, and maybe can swing a full-time job there. And then he got back to me after the second document, and he's trying to, like, you know, dicker me down, like, you know, that the English isn't good, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And not professional is what he called it. So I just
really
So I just emailed it. I'm like, well, if you think you can get is professionally edited for less, then please feel free. But at this point, you're obviously not satisfied with my ability, so I'm not going to do any more work for you. Goodbye. The end. Never heard from him again. But I'm like, find some other jerk in Starbucks and see like a job he does, you know?
Yeah, someone who.
They do that all the time, I hear, though. Yeah. It's just like, every time it comes down for the bill, they start talking about how everything was bad.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. He's heaping praise on you when you're doing it.
Yeah,
it's that bill type, so he's trying to dick you down. But that's not the way we work, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like. You know, I am professional enough that if he's not satisfied, A, I'm not going to charge him for the second document, but B, I'm not going to do any more work for you. Go find someone who's going to do work. I don't need your work. I'm not here for the money, man. The other one is, those phones are almost finally explained. You know, there's the two pay phones.
Yeah.
There's like the little ones, the squat ones. There's like the R2-D2 ones, and there's the C3PO ones.
Yeah.
And the R2-D2 ones use the phone cards you can buy at, you know, GS25.
Mm.
But the C3PO ones do not take the phone cards, but they take coins. Yeah. But they have a card slot.
Yeah.
All right. And the C3PO ones, like, they always reject the first coin you put in. I have no idea why. It's like that's the one for your homies.
Maybe because, just in case. Yeah, one for your homies. That's even better.
Testing how much you really want to make a call.
Exactly. And so, but then this one I noticed in the Westin Hotel, they actually had a sign, accepts KT phone cards only. I'm not sure what a KT phone card is. I mean, I know Korea Telecom or where you can buy a KT phone card.
Well, no, you just have to ask for a KT card.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought maybe it might be like, if you get a KT phone and they give you a KT card. But then maybe it's like one of those cards. It's like, well, you know, I know we've given you the cell phone, and I know Koreans get the discount card, but you're not Korean, so we're not going to issue a discount card. Have you ever encountered this? You get a discount card?
I don't use cards anymore. I use Skype for everything anyway.
And then, I've heard horror stories about, you go to get a cell phone, and, because you're not Korean, they don't give you the discount card that all the other Koreans get with the S or the SK or the KT, they're amazing deals. Like the deals, it's like 20% off at Outback Steakhouse or like 2-for-1, really excellent deals. But apparently, if you're if you're not Korean, then your business is not appreciated.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Oh. It's kind of weird.
This is just one of those weird promotions. A woman at a computer. it's winter, and she's just had a computer on the street, and
she's keeping her hands warm with that coffee.
Yeah, with that coffee. But I'm not sure what it's for, but
maybe it's advertising that coffee that's keeping her warm on the street.
But it's one of those things you just see all the time, promotions for things you have no clue about.
Right, and, what could she possibly be promoting? There's no sign around her. There's no space on her desk for her to work with anybody.
Exactly.
In case your boss throws your cubicle out on the street, our coffee will keep your hands warm.
I don't know. So you just have to sort of begin to...
kind of reminds me of Milton from Office Space.
Who from Office Space?
Milton.
Oh, well, the guy that they moved him down into the steam room or something?
Yeah, she's the Milton of the office. They moved her outside.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to have to move your desk outside. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wait, know your Konglish. First one.
Sha-tin.
It's the S character and then the ya. But when they put this together, you do it like an SH.
Yeah.
Like shopping bag. Shopping bag.
But sha-tin.
Sha-tin? Is this like somebody mispronounced sateen?
Yeah, satin. It would be satin.
Satin?
Is it?
Yeah. But it's not even close.
It's not even close.
I know. No. But it's...
But, have you ever ordered a milkshake from McDonald's? What are they called? Schwakes.
Oh, Schwakes, because everything you got to get your quench wise and your quishy burger.
Right.
Sounds like a...
Schwake, yeah.
Yeah. That was back when the hua was to replace the F sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right now it's now the P sound.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems more common.
So Wayne's World. Schwake.
Schwake.
Oh, swing. I miss that chicken place.
All right, page 2.
Oh, do they have darts?
Data. Oh, you know it. Very good. Yeah.
Maybe data beta.
Darts.
Which is it's either they've got data or they've got darts.
Yeah, was that at a bar? Was at a bar called BMF, Beer Meets Food, and.
That's a good one.
What's that?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a bar I took a picture of that ended up on English.com. It said Food and Drunken Life.
Excellent.
That was great. I was like, I'm going there. Food and Drunken Life. That's a whole advertisement for coming to Korea. That should be, instead of Korea Sparkling, it should be Food and Drunken Korea. Food and Drunken Life.
That really sums it all up.
Yeah.
The waitresses at this place kind of wear this, where I went, they wear like really little short skirts, but then the men dress like the men dress like in like a safari outfit, and then the waitresses wear like these little mini skirts. And
so one person designed the women's uniform. And a completely different person who had no contact with the first person did the men's uniform.
It's like someone from a whiskey bar did that one. Someone from Outback did the guy's.
Well, it's like the wife designed the men's uniforms. And the little safari thing. Then he's a little adventurous.
Adventurous.
Oh, I finally saw a Korean drama that I think I could really get into. It's on CGV, one of the movie channels, Saturday night about 1 a.m. This will tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're not watching that late.
It's like Korean Baywatch.
Oh.
But the women are in bikinis, but instead of them being on a beach, they're in a sexy bar. It's set in a sexy bar.
Is it like a sitcom format too?
I don't know what the hell. It's all in Korean.
I know, but the look. Does it look like it's on a soundstage, or does it look like it's...
It's shot on video, just really, really bad quality. But a lot of the Korean dramas are like that. Like,
yeah.
Even, you know,
set
my
on
neighbor,
location,
yeah.
And they have it.
Yeah, on location. An actual location. Yeah. So it's like all the women are just walking around this bar in bikinis, you know. And
I think I've seen that show. Did they have one of the workers got assaulted in the bathroom
yes.
stall?
Yes.
I have seen that show. I actually watched the whole rest of the episode.
That.
Yeah. I was like trolling through the channels. No, it was like a week or two ago.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. It really, it was.
It's like a comedy.
She got revenge on it.
Yeah. That sounds a lot more interesting than the ones my fiance watches all the time.
But it's sort of like Cinemax meets Korean drama. Because it's got like the cheesy softcore attitude.
Very softcore, like plush core.
Yeah. There's real nudity in this. And that's important.
There was actual semi-nudity.
Semi nudity.
It's the Baywatch.
And simulated sex in a bathroom stall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But that's great because usually Korean porn is really more of an underwear ad than anything.
But this wasn't porn, this was a drama.
I know it's drama, but still, not too far off from the Korean porn.
But the Baywatch, I always hated because it's like, there's no nudity in Baywatch. Like, what is the, there's no payoff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so you're just running slow, in a bathing suit.
Slow motion silicone.
I don't know, yeah, exactly.
SMS.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, hey, but this is great because you can watch this, you can mute the television, and on your laptop you can watch like a PBS documentary you've downloaded from BitTorrent, and then you can like, uh-oh, they're out on a bus stop, or they're in a Pojong match, and go back to your, nudity.
So there's your handoff, your trade-off, really. Do you want to see Pamela Anderson in a bathing suit running, or a Korean woman with no surgical alterations actually topless?
I'll take the topless.
Definitely that one.
Because these women aren't all that hot. All right,
no, she was not at all.
Yeah,
she looked like she really could work in the sex industry.
Right, yeah. Whereas, but it's like, well, I will never get a date with Pamela Anderson, right?
Okay.
Right?
I wouldn't want a date with her.
But if this woman
was
like...
kind of like up to the Tommy video. Right. I saw everything else I would ever want to see. More than I wanted to see, really.
But if this woman was like a teacher at my Hagwon, right? And like, I baked you brownies, right? You know, maybe I would have a chance with her. So it's just more real.
The woman that was sort of the star of the episode that I saw, I think... pretty much anyone with a pulse would have a chance with her.
Yay!
She was really lacking in hotness.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Lacking in hotness, but not lacking in willingness to show it all.
Exactly.
Yay!
So I don't know. Watch for it. Yeah,
I gotta get cable. We have no cable.
No cable.
Really?
Because come on, my fiance, you know, controls the TV.
Right.
All the shows she wants to watch are, you know, all the Korean dramas. She already gets them anyway.
Okay, right. KBS. One,
yeah, all that stuff.
Okay.
So.
That's what you have two TVs for.
Well, I have a computer.
Okay.
And I watch my thing. Right. She watches her thing. But sometimes it would be nice to watch things together.
Yeah.
And that sounds like something we could watch together.
Does it really?
Just for fun. I could say she's the type, though. She would like that. She would find that really funny.
She could translate for you.
Yeah.
Well, no, I could actually practice my Korean. That would really help me.
There you go. See, that's the best way to learn a language, when you're actually interested in knowing what's going on.
Yeah,
exactly. Korean through soft core.
Actually, I find like for a while, I got my ego boosted when I was watching beautiful girls speak Korean.
I love that show because I can understand that.
I can understand that. There's this one girl that obviously changed everyone. And she's like, ego, isseoyo. Oh, yeah. She's talking like a retarded 3-year-old.
But she's blonde.
That's how I talk. So
that's how I talk too. Okay. And I'm like, I can get on that. Oh, I'm not. My breasts aren't large enough.
Okay, are you blonde?
I got to work on my sexy dance some more. But,
Your skirt should be a little shorter.
Yeah.
And tighter.
Yeah, you should see my skirt.
Oh, I almost forgot about the other chocolate.
Oh, yeah, more chocolate.
You brought the orange chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, there's orange chocolate and there's green tea.
I'll take orange.
Wait, but the coffee on the coffee on this is really good. Wait. Green tea chocolate has the freshness of the first flush.
Of the what?
First flush?
Yeah. Well, they break that sentence wrong, kind of poorly. But even that, even when it continues, you're like, what the? Well, let me read that again.
I don't know. That first flush is pretty fresh.
Green tea chocolate has the freshness of the first flush. Carriage return.
Ask my fiance. That first flush is really fresh.
Leaf with sweet. Period. The first flush leaf. It still doesn't make any sense, but the first flush.
But it does sound better than just the first flush.
Yeah. It is a neo concept chocolate.
It's a neo concept?
Neo concept chocolate.
Neocon.
Yeah, neocon. Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to invade Iraq.
Exactly. David Crumb. David Frum's choice. It's a neo-concept chocolate that spreads the freshness with not too sweet in your mouth. And then the orange one. Jeju chocolate contains all the ingredients of natural tangential. You know, like at a tangent.
Yes.
At a tangent, you know, sort of the adjective, you know, it's a tangential. I think they mean like tangerine, but they're trying to make it into an adjective, tangerine into an adjective.
And then they just started typing and tangential.
Probably popped up, yeah.
Yeah, popped up.
Yeah.
Including, must be it.
Yeah. Including vitamin C and fiber, which gives it a taste unique from other chocolate and is also healthy.
It makes
nothing that tastes delicious fiber chocolate.
No, it's so healthy that there's 570 calories in this.
I love
one
the
piece.
Diagram on the back.
It's like an inch square and a millimeter thick, and it's got 500 calories.
But it's healthy.
Oh, no. One serving is 100 grams.
Right. That's 80 grams. So
the whole box is 88 grams.
So it's like a bit
okay,
less.
Okay, so if you ate like one whole box and then part of another box, then it would be 570.
I like the little diagram that shows you how they put it together.
Yeah, like, because you can't look and see.
On the top is dark chocolate. In the middle, nukcha chocolate. And just in case you can't get enough dark chocolate, we have more dark chocolate.
Yeah, for those of you who can't see it, as in not the three of us, it's put together like an Andes mint, you know, the after dinner mint.
Right.
Yeah. So you can clearly see the different colors of how it's put together.
Yay.
Not a lot of mystery in it.
But even the cactus one, they have weird bolding.
Oh, I should open this.
Like the cactus powder is bolded. All right.
It's supposed to be open this way, is it?
Probably, but Arr! I'll just scotch tape
I'm
it closed.
I'm destroying it.
Because this is all
it's supposed to be open this way, but I don't think it is.
It is scotch taped closed.
Oh, good. Okay.
Look at this.
But check out the bolding.
See, yeah, but the bottom is only scotch taped.
Yeah. Look at the bolding on the cactus.
There we go. Now go back together like a purse.
I like the fact that chocolate taste, only the T-E and the taste is bolded. All right, my English for the week. English class is coming next. Are you ready to enjoy? It's fun time. Get it on.
Where did you get that?
One of my students' notebooks.
Okay.
And then I have another one from the student's notebook. But as you can see, it's like 12 typed pages long.
Okay.
So I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to say that whoever put together the notebook clearly picked up a travel brochure and verbatim copied the information out of it. Because it's all about travel to Austria.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Copied it?
So clearly just randomly copied from a
travel
brochure.
Oh, that's a student after my own heart. I used to do the same thing.
Oh, no. This was off the cover of the notebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I had one of my Korean friends. This was like in, about the year to late 1990s, right when the kind of Eastern Bloc was opening up. She went to Czech Republic, and not a lot of Asians in the Czech Republic, tourists and stuff.
I went there right after it opened up,
too. As you were saying, like, people would, like, you know, like, stop their cars and, like, watch her.
Dude, there was so much you could have seen in the Czech Republic when I went there. This is 1992. Yeah, you would see, you just drive down the highway, there are prostitutes on the side of the road. One of them's taking a dump on the side of the road.
Nice.
But pretty gorgeous looking. Most gorgeous woman I've ever seen taking a dump.
Is that a large?
Maybe I could have gotten her to knock, you know, maybe if I was into that, I could have gotten her to knock down the price for that. But then again, you know, it's right next to Germany. They're into that stuff, maybe.
Right, for sure.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Why are you German?
Oh, I'm talking about,
here will take offense.
I used to live in Germany. Okay. It was fun. But you would talk about, you know, Korean children do the weird stuff like that. There's a classic test I got. We're studying after, before, when.
Okay.
And I said, the question is, what do you do before you go to bed?
Okay.
This girl said, before I go to bed, I wash my T-E-E-T-S. She meant to say brush my teeth.
Right.
I wash my T-E-E-T-S.
Subtle but distinct difference.
Oh, I love that. I love those tests.
It's a freaky foreigner.
All right, freaky foreigner. This is one of those things we don't do that often because we've all kind of ran out of our freaky foreigners. And Jennifer had the all-time one. Let's not.
Oh, Dennis.
Yeah, the guy who was always drunk, and they would send out the schoolgirls to find him.
Yeah, find out what street he was passed out
That's
on.
That's great. I haven't come across anyone like that yet.
Well, this was down in the province where no foreigner was too freaky to hold a job.
So, Joe, I'm kind of hoping you've got a...
I'm trying to think of one. Because I really, all my friends have better ones than me.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I can't remember their stories.
You don't even have a friend of a friend?
Because no, there's always like your dentist guy. There was a guy in Onyanga here that was like that all the time. Who would just show up to work drunk all the time. getting fights in the school.
With the parents.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fist fights, whatever.
Yeah, one of those types of guys. I don't know. You know, and the thing is, I'm so nice to people. I'm like, if you're really weird,
right.
I would be the last person. I would be the, you know, right. After everyone else has rejected you, I would be the last person to reject you.
Yeah.
There's a guy that back when I lived in Ansan, on, you know, the most southern part of the subway.
Okay.
And he would go around all the time and just trying to meet everyone. And he would always walk around with vodka in one hand and orange juice in another. Asking, hey, do you want some screwdrivers? Do you want to do some screwdrivers? And he just always, he always got people. I like the guy personally. Okay. And he started doing a blog. And oh gosh, I heard a horrible story because I was so nice. I was like, why do you guys not like him? He's fairly. I thought when he got talking about the guy, you talk about him a bit. He's a know-it-all. He knows everything. He's talking about lots of stuff, but he just had very little social
skills.
Few social skills. Over eager guy. But I've heard stories like he would be at a bar and the Irish girls. These girls were notorious. There was three Irish girls who were just mean to everyone.
Okay.
We're other freaky foreigners. I heard that they spit in his drink. I felt so bad for him. So I was like, everyone else abandoned him, and I was just going to be the only friend to him.
Okay.
But I did mention some of the stuff that happened to him and what other people said about him on my blog.
Okay.
So he started going back and just trashing me on his blog.
Bearer of bad news.
I was the worst man. I was the worst person in the world in his blog. And then he started talking about how this one friend of ours had a crush on him, and she was coming on to him. Unfortunately, she was the fiance of this guy who looks like Sean Connery. It's from Cyprus. Oh, no. It was from Canada.
Oh,
Cyprus,
sorry.
Canada. But no, he's originally... Yeah. No. Where did that... Malta. He's originally from Malta.
Okay, Malta.
And he's very, very excitable guy. He looked like Sean Connery.
Okay.
Sean Connery from the 60s?
He looked like Sean Connery now because he's a much older guy.
Oh, okay.
And he kind of talked like Sean Connery, but he spit when he talked.
Oh.
You don't eat food around him.
Okay.
And then so he came back and he came back on and said, you better watch what you say about my fiance. And he backed down and he took everything off the blog and everything bad about me. So this is kind of weird because 6 months ago, one of my old friends, Monson, and I were having some drinks at the Wolfhound in Itaewon.
Okay.
And this guy sits down next to these girls and introduces himself as another name.
Okay.
But we noticed the voice right away. And right away, he starts sounding, doing the exact same thing. Hey, do you want to go get wasted? You want to go get drunk? Hey, yeah, yeah. You want to get... And we look around and we see him. And we're like,
he's using
no, he can't be. Actually, I think he's actually a pretty prominent. I think he's one of those guys that started one of those magazines here. He's actually.
Okay.
I won't mention his name.
Oh, okay.
He might actually.
All right.
Listen to this show. He's actually still around.
Okay.
But I think he's a heavy. He was at least a heavy poster on Dave's okay. and on the Marmots
okay.
and everything.
Okay.
But he has a really funky sounding name, pen name.
Okay.
But it's the same guy. He changed his name. I think everyone hated him so much he changed his name. So that's the closest I had to a freaky. Okay, other freaky foreigners. I've just basically just kind of.
Okay.
Because once I find out they're freaky, I stay far away from them.
Yeah.
Friend of a friend, I met him. Hung out with him that one day.
Okay.
He was married to one Korean woman.
Okay.
But was heavily having an affair with another All Korean right. woman and was just being totally unapologetic about
okay.
it. Took us to his apartment
okay.
where he wanted to show off his Kraft cheese he got on base. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh,
ooh la la, I got Kraft cheese.
Live
I got Cheese Whiz.
Cheese in a can?
Yo, we got chunky soup. Ooh. Ooh la la.
You're going to use a base connection. At least get something good.
I know, I can get Kraft cheese. I can basically get Kraft cheese over at the E-Mart now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, all right, great. So he participates in those... what do they call those, like D&D?
Oh,
live, but the live reenactment, the live reenactments.
Oh, like SCA people?
But yeah, more hardcore
yeah,
than
yeah.
SCA. He actually does battles.
Live action role.
He's a barbarian, and his barbarian name is Lars. And he wants everyone to call him Lars.
Oh
and it's like, he shows me his costume and his drawing outside
his
and his barbarian underwear. And this guy walks around and like, brown fur underwear, and he's not really the most skinny guy attractive.
Okay,
so you imagine like this guy with a Paul Prudhomme build.
Okay, all right.
You're
okay.
from Louisiana, you know right. Paul Prudhomme with barbarian underwear.
For those who are not familiar with Paul Prudhomme, imagine Dom DeLuise, and they're almost
exactly
twins.
Exactly.
Twins
except one
separated at birth.
Yeah, one last high pitch. The other one has a Cajun accent.
Yeah.
And then that same night, we went out and he met another one of his friends, this guy from South Africa.
All right.
And the first thing he does when he meets people is advertise, "I'm crazy." He just wants everyone to know, "I'm just crazy. Watch out for me. I'm crazy." So he's dressed up in black leather pants and
okay.
and he's got on his big black leather boots, and he goes, "Yeah, I got my black leather boots." I said, "Why do you have your big black boots out here?" "It's to protect me from snakes."
All those city snakes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I said, "Why?" And it's like he looked at me like I just figured out he was a fraud. He's like, he's avoiding me the rest of the night because I figured him out. He just gave this look like I just crushed his entire world. The guy that's going around, "Don't watch out for me, I'm crazy. I'm going to kick your butt. Watch out." All these
okay.
stories of where he was a total ass everywhere he went.
Anyone who introduces himself as "I'm crazy, watch out for me," I will watch out for
yeah,
him.
That's exactly. So I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to come up with more freaky foreigner stories. As soon as I walk away, I'm sure I'm going to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy writing a book who's looking for freaky foreigner stories right now.
Okay, all right. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of some.
Well, there's this guy, the Earl I sent you. I actually pasted it wrong. It's supposed to be HTML, but I only pasted it to the M, so you would have got a 404. I don't know if anyone checked it out.
I didn't see that. I was wondering what that was. I should have checked that.
Yeah, this guy.
See,
is
I don't
like,
even do my homework.
It's one of those, you know, like, I had a bad time in Korea. I'm going to tell the world about it. Put it up on a GeoCities page. All right.
Hold on, whose page?
GeoCities.
Oh, GeoCities.
Yeah, you know,
GeoCities.
Like the free kind of. And, So you kind of start reading it, and then it's like, first you're like, when is this going to finish? So I copied and pasted the whole thing into a Word document.
Yeah.
And then printed.
How many pages was it?
Well, I printed it out at work, set it a 10-point font, and two columns, and, you know, very narrow margins. get as much on a page as possible. And it was 68 pages long.
No way!
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very meticulously detailed.
Yeah, yeah. And I fully intended to read the whole thing on the subway because I got lots of time. And, you know, I'll read things on the subway that I wouldn't normally
read. The garlic, the smell of the garlic, recycled garlic really makes me sick, so I can't read really? On the subway.
Oh. And I probably got to about page 20, and then I'm like, you know, after the fifth time this guy was like just, you know, butt forked, I'm like, why doesn't he go home? Why doesn't he go home? You know? And it's just on and on. And one of the things to note is it's like he never talks about his teaching. He's endlessly in and out of police stations, like trying to report people for coming into his apartment or not paying him wages. And you're like, he never appears to be in class. No wonder he's having a hard time of it with his boss. He's not doing what he's being paid to do, you know? And it's just like everybody he turns to always seems to be screwing him over. Now this was like the year 2000.
Is that what he's talking about back in 2000?
Yeah, it's like, you know, 8 years ago. So you know, a lot of high ones weren't really sort of quite. They're still grappling with like the special needs of foreigners. You know.
Well, there were. Also, a lot of the smash and grab hogwons have kind of fallen by the
smash
wayside.
Smash and grab.
Smash and grab.
That's an excellent
They really were. They were like, how can I make money? Ooh, hogwons make money. I'll start a hogwon. And they had no business plan other than, I want to make lots of money.
Yeah, that's basically the one I'm still in the lawsuit with right now.
Oh, great. Really? Wow.
Yeah. Been in a lawsuit for almost 2 years with them.
Wow. Yeah, just don't blog about it.
Well, that was my trouble. I'm the person that... they said don't blog about it because I'm the one that's under criminal libel.
Oh, are you the dude?
Yes.
Ah, well, was it the former university?
Oh, it wasn't university.
Was it not?
It was a hog one.
Was it a hog one?
It was a hog one. I remember her saying before, I was trying to think, should I open a PC bong or a hog one?
Oh, right.
And she actually chose doing a hog one. She knows little about English, knows little about PCs, but one of those types.
Sorry, I shouldn't get too confused.
Right.
There was the one guy who's at university, and he kept blogging about, no, Dokdo is... Japan.
Oh, that guy.
And he was surprised he wasn't fired, it's just his contract was not renewed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was really surprised about it, but I'm like, oh, come on. But,
No, I sued my school because they didn't give me my last month's pay, my severance, and all the stuff, and...
Right, yes.
And so I detailed our process to go through the labor board because, help other people because people don't know what to do. Next thing you know, I get called into the Anyang police station.
Yeah.
And the cybercrime division. Because I'm under criminal libel. Korea is one of the few democracies that has criminal libel still in the books.
Yeah. Because you're simply reporting facts.
I was reporting public facts.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff that's in a public record.
Yeah. And that still does not save you from libel.
It doesn't yet. Right. Now, technically, it should. Technically, yeah. if it's part of the.
If it's for the public good.
And under the table, I was being advised by actually a Korean law professor who wrote the book on libel.
Oh, okay.
And he said, yeah, you're gonna be fine because Korean law is going to start changing this way, like Western law.
All right.
Not fast enough, though.
Okay.
Because still, I've been getting out of it barely by the skin of my teeth.
Oh, okay. All right. But that's still going on.
It's still going on because the hogwon owner, which must not be named, has appealed the criminal libel.
All right.
Well, and what is her reasoning for legally not paying you?
She says she already paid me.
Can she prove it? Can she show the deposit into your bank account since everyone in Korea gets direct
payment? Well, because my contract says a certain number, but they pay me $200 extra when they said, well, why don't you be our manager?
Oh, okay.
I said, okay.
All right.
So they start paying me $200,000 extra each month. I managed the school, and then I left, and she says, no, I already paid you. But even if you counted that extra $200,000 a month, it still wouldn't equal.
Right.
So she's just scamming. And besides, the labor law says it doesn't matter. Whatever you were paid those last 3 months on the job, that's your severance pay.
Right.
So that's what she's trying to get away with. And she's been saying the same old crazy talk the whole time.
All right.
All this other stuff.
Yeah. So long story short, as you did you take it to the court or the labor board?
First to the labor board.
Okay.
And then they said, whoa, she owes you a lot of money.
Right, yeah.
Then it went to court. Right. And the judge said, whoa, she owes you even more money.
Right, yeah.
And then it's getting appealed, and the judge is going, she doesn't owe you that much.
Okay. Right. So you won.
Well, because she started going after me with the libel thing.
Right, yeah. So yeah. You won. You blogged about it, that the process, she found it, and then she was, right. And then because you are hurting her reputation.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole reason she's not paying me, is that if she pays me, that means she admits that she's a bad person.
Right, yes.
And she's the type that she's not really a business person. Okay. She's very much a social type of person.
Okay.
Everything is to look good. She has the schools so she can look attractive and rough shoulders with right people. So it's basically, she would have saved a lot more money by just paying me.
Okay.
She would have saved so much money on the first day when I said, could I have my severance? It's just $2.3 million.
Right.
And now it went up to $8 million.
Dude, just, okay.
You know, and
plus
lawyer fees.
Legal fees, yeah.
She's already. And then we froze the assets of the school. When we froze the assets of the school, that's when she went after the libel. Because she found out, oh crap, they're serious.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, in order to unfreeze her assets, she had to pay $6 million to the court.
Okay.
And so, when I win finally, that $6 million is guaranteed for me.
Okay.
So she would have saved so much money.
Okay.
But to her, it's not the issue of the money; it's the issue of your reputation.
Right. Yes. Yes. Because I've noticed, I don't know about your case, but you read about a lot of libel cases, and
everyone warned me about it, and I was just arrogant because I took entertainment law, I took copyright law.
And you think if it's true and it's part of public record.
Well, that's what we were taught in copyright law, and that was just the basic tenet, is that if you have a public judicial system that's with a judge and jury and that whole thing, the only way you can make it an open system is everything has to be part of the public record.
Right, yeah.
That's why they print stuff and they classify it, because it has to be part of the public record. Right. If it can't be publicized, it can't be a trustworthy judgment.
Yeah.
It's not part of a democratic system.
But the Korean Constitution somehow guarantees reputation.
Yes, there's their conflict. It's like public good versus private reputation.
Yeah.
And it's always coming in conflict. But according to this professor I talked to, the public good argument starting to win.
Right. Because the newspapers have to walk, even themselves have to walk a very fine line.
Yeah, because when the Korea Herald was doing their piece on me, the reporter badly wanted to put the name of the school, and he was fighting tooth and nail with the lawyers.
Right,
with the Herald to print it.
Right. He was the metropolitan, he noted. There was one where they reintroduced American beef, and then some guys came into the department store selling it, and then dumped like cow dung all over the beef, right?
They did a public act, and they're trying to sue the people for
So then, but the newspaper reported it had photos, but pixelated out their faces.
Yeah,
right?
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, they're doing something in public at a public protest, because how could you run photos of me dumping dung in a public place?
I would say, I go with with our notion that your reputation is your responsibility.
Yeah.
And we have it in American law that, yes, if someone writes something that it hurts your reputation, that cannot be proven, that a reasonable, that could actually, a reasonable, the test is like a reasonable person can actually think badly about that person. Yes, you can sue that person.
Right, yes.
But the thing is, though, if you do something in public, it is public.
Right.
If you take a picture, someone walking down the street naked, and you take their picture, that's because they're in public.
Right. It was like the, what was that, Milos Forman movie, about the hustler guy.
Oh, Larry Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Larry Flynn, people versus Larry Flynn.
Oh, Jerry Falwell case.
Like if somebody says, oh, you're a teacher and you're a pedophile.
That's actually a major case. We studied that.
Yeah.
You can study that case.
Sue, but what was it, Jimmy, who's the guy?
Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell, right, saying, well, you have sex with your mother in a outhouse. Well, the reasonable person would not believe Jerry Falwell
had
sex with his mother.
And that's actually a major decision.
Right, yes.
That's kind of funny.
Right. Whereas maybe it's a public school teacher, someone saying, I know this guy's a pedophile, that a reasonable person might go, oh, teacher alone with girls
that's
and
true.
Boys. You know.
And then, that's really scary. Yeah. That's the scary thing here is like someone can actually do that. There's that blacklist.
Yeah. Is there a blacklist? There a blacklist of
there's a Hogwan blacklist. The Hogwan Association has a blacklist.
All right.
And they can just post anyone's name on there.
Yeah, all it can be is... the teacher that they wanted to re-sign a new contract for the same pay and refused.
Sure, right.
And but so they said, oh, this person.
I just say anyone always check that list because you can sue them under Korean law. Sure. And there's this one guy who almost sued them.
Finally, they
took it down.
Okay.
That's all you have to do is just bug them and threaten to sue them.
It's like a bit like the what was that? Taejung, that one city where they're like,
oh, right.
You are being watched. You know, it is illegal for teachers to teach.
Is it Daejeon or Daegu?
Daejeon. Oh. Yeah. And someone was noting, like, well, it's not illegal. Like, you know, people who are on married visas can legally teach. And so they're kind of, you know, libeling their business. They're sort of interfering with their ability to conduct business. But,
yeah.
So maybe they'd be able to sue, but
to me that seems like a legally gray area. I'm not a lawyer. I just took law courses, and I study it in my spare time.
but this guy in the GeoCities thing, yeah.
This is the way our podcast goes. Right?
68 pages. You know, it's just on and on. But then you're like, did this go over the course of 5 years? Like, it's so long. And then you begin to sort of check the dates, and it's like, you know, this was like a matter of like 3 or 4 months.
So basically he transcribed every moment of his life.
Yeah. And like after the first few times you screwed over, you're like, you feel sorry for him, but then it goes on and on and on.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, and you're just like, it's one of those like
it's like Charlie Brown going after the football.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's some people that you really just think, you know, the stars have aligned to tell you you don't belong here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Or it's like one of the, it's like the two sides of every story. You're like,
You're wondering what's going on.
I was entirely reasonable by calling my boss a fetch.
Because I've run into that. Because there was this girl I shortly knew.
Right.
And I found out she ended up having a blog of her own, very short-lived.
All right.
And she was just talking, oh, Korea's so bad. Oh, they're so horrible here. And my life is so horrible. And the whole thing I knew about this girl is she was just such a little princess because I was taking over her apartment after she was leaving. She says, this school is so horrible. They won't change my light bulbs for me.
Yeah.
I demanded that they give me a proper sink. No, this is a half-basement apartment. They're not going to put a sink in a half-basement apartment. Oh, it's so horrible.
It takes me 15 minutes to get to work.
Yeah.
There was like on the teacher message board, that guy goes, I haven't seen him in a while, real reality, where it's like, he's always releasing these like salary surveys, you know, like lawyers in Korea make on average, you know, $4 million.
Oh, the guy, what's his name?
Yeah, real reality.
Real reality. He's still doing that because I haven't been on Day's Negative Circle Jerk for a while.
But then he said they compared to like Hagwon, what salaries Hagwon teachers are getting. And as if we're just being ripped off, you know.
Right.
And then but his comparisons are insane because it's like, well, you know,
plastic surgeons make this much money.
Exactly. Or it's like, you know, like your average, you know, Samsung employee is making X. But you're like, dude, you know, you're talking like people who have engineering degrees. And are working.
And our salaries are jumping.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I got an email from someone thinking of coming to Korea with my first job in Korea.
All right.
Asking me how the school was.
Okay.
And I went back, yeah. And I said, I'm just curious, what are they offering to pay you? And he says, well, according to my non-disclosure agreement, I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
So he's still thinking. He still thinks that the contract is serious.
Yeah. He still thinks the school knows what the contract says.
Yeah, because they don't. They do not
know. They even know what NDA means, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So he says it's at least 2.2.
Okay, all right.
And I worked there for 1.9.
Right, yeah.
And that's so 2.2 now is at least 2.2. So I'm guessing 2.3 is now the starting salary here. So I'm mentioning that to my boss. It's time for, time for a raise. It's time for a raise.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, when you compare our jobs to like someone who's working at Samsung, it's like,
they work 80 hours a day.
Yeah, you know, it's 10 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, and you're being paid with the idea like, well, you're here for life. And you've got a family and aged in-laws, and we have to pay you at this level, you know, to keep you here for life. And you can't bitch that you're here on a Saturday because, you know, your kids are going to the good schools, and your parents are going to good hospitals.
Yeah.
You know, so we want your life, you know. Whereas a Hagwon environment, we're here maybe for a year, maybe longer, some of us. But, you know, so, yeah, so it's like we're just here. We don't have kids.
They'll get people at the cheapest rate they can possibly give you.
And no one ever takes into account their free apartment.
Yeah,
the free apartment is a big bonus.
Yeah, the free apartment is part of it. You got to consider it, even if it is nasty.
Yeah, because even a nasty apartment's expensive here.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Right, E2 visa job opportunity. We got to wrap this up quickly because my battery's dying.
Only an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, make sure I will talk really fast.
Yeah, the people who hate these long podcasts, they're gonna be. Oh,
I love the long ones. Because you only post once a week, so it gives me a whole week to listen to.
Right. So, Jen, what's your update on the...
Yesterday, I had the Cotisau meeting and a delicious dinner at 2, right. By the way. And some of my friends have either been to immigration, others have called immigration.
Okay.
The official word from immigration is, we don't know.
Yeah.
They are...
That's always the official word.
Yeah. They are putting it on hold pending negotiations with the U.S. Embassy to be more helpful.
Oh, yeah.
And since those of us who are American know that that's never going to happen.
Right. Nope.
Especially considering the number of people that are talking about. Like, if there were 50 American teachers in Korea, maybe they might think about it if somebody's like a real go-getter.
Yeah.
Well, okay, who am I kidding? I know. No, there's like 12,000 or
something. Really?
Like, there's some huge number.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's no way. If you've ever been to the embassy here, it is packed like sardines.
Yeah.
You know, they only have, like, I don't know, 4 operating hours a day.
Yeah.
3, you know, what, like 4 days a week because they're closed on Wednesday, something like that. It's insane in there as it is. They're never going to agree to take on more responsibility.
No, my cousin's in the diplomatic corps, not here in Korea.
Okay.
But he would not do anything like that. So. Yeah. That's kind of nuts.
What I heard
so apparently only the Canadian embassy at this point is agreeing to be in any way helpful. And I think their help is maybe taking the fingerprints and shipping them off to Canada.
That's sweet.
Briefly, 2 points. One is I heard that one, that if you're in Korea, that the police check, they're going to delay that until sometime in March.
Okay.
Well, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I've heard that the rules are being delayed until March.
Yeah, I've heard it's on hold indefinitely.
That was a friend of a friend. Went down to Amokyo and asked.
Right. And then if you're in Canada and you're getting the police check, what the police check you need to get is, I believe, is consent for vulnerable sector check. That's in Canada.
Okay.
So ask around, use the word vulnerable.
Yeah. Or you
Am
could
I
just
safe
say,
with vulnerable
I'm
going to
work with children, whatever check that is.
That's good.
If you want to find out more, go Google on RCMP. Police check vulnerable.
If you're American, you can go to Expat Jane's website.
Okay.
Where the hell am I? She's posted up really good details on how to get all the stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Rhetoric 속에 헤매는 내 꼬리 주머니 속에 고깃고깃 접어둔 이별을 향한 쪽지